Today's scripture reading is underlined for us. That point at which a person has to decide whether all the good examples, advice, and influence that have been offered are going to be accepted or rejected. It is that decision that makes the difference in a person's life. In the first reading, Joshua challenges the Israelites to decide whom they will serve, the gods of the Amorites in whose country they were dwelling, or the God of the Israelites who has done so much for them. While the second reading emphasizes the unity that must exist in the body of Christ and imitate relationship between Jesus and his followers, it also challenges Ephesian Christians to make the right choices in life and build Christian marriages on mutual respect and love, accepting each other's right and dignity. Paul also uses a husband-wife relationship as a comparison to explain the close relationship between Christ and his church. Paul reminds us that Jesus nourishes us, the members of his church, through the Eucharist, making us his own flesh and blood as husband and wife become one flesh. Those that we hear about in today's gospel were at that point in time to make a decision. Until then, they had listened to Christ, and Christ's words had done a lot to them. But now it was time for them to do something. By this time, Christ had told them that a truly successful, happy, meaningful human life was found in the practice of love of God and love of neighbor. He had told them that such a life was possible because of the relationship that he had come to establish between God and his people. Relationship that is symbolized, brought into being in the Eucharist, which he called the bread of life, which he even called his body. But once he had said that, there was nothing Christ could do to force his listeners to live as he taught. It was purely up to them to say yes or no. If they said no, and some did, then that would be the end of it. Their lives would pretty much stay the same as they had been. But if they said yes, their lives and all of history, reality would change. Such a critical point is pictured so simply. There are no voices coming from heaven. There are no flashes of lightning or spectacular miracles to sort of pad the decision in Christ's favor. But Christ did not want to convince them. He wanted to invite them. Lightning flashes and miracles may be great things to grab one's attention, but they also compromise a person's freedom to choose. If that had been the setting, whatever the apostles' response might have been, whether it be fear or awe or obedience or whatever, it would not have been faith. All of us through the course of our lives are called to respond to invitations that Christ gives to us. Because it is always just that, an invitation. And everything that Christ asks us to do, he leaves us free. He never convinces anyone. He never forces anyone. He asks us to supply our own certainty, to limit our own freedom by our choices that we make. As Christians, we have accepted the challenge of following the way of Christ and making choices for Christ, fortified by the bread he gives and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. The bread and the Holy Spirit will give us the courage of our Christian convictions to accept the church's teaching and face ridicule, criticism, and probably some isolation on a social basis for what we believe. The option of choosing for or against Christ is repeated over and over again during our lives. We should resolve to take a stand for Jesus and accept the consequences. We recognize in our going to communion the accepting of that challenge to be totally one with Jesus. When the priest or the extraordinary minister gives us Holy Communion, saying the body of Christ, we respond, Amen. That amen, that yes, is not just an act of faith in the real presence. It is a total commitment of ourselves to Jesus in the community for which we are members. We accept him totally without any conditions or reservations. Take a moment and think about the times in our life that we have been invited. Maybe we accepted or rejected the invitation. We've all had numerous invites, and if we fail to respond them till now, no worries, there'll be plenty more. At the men's conference, one could observe a beautiful example of accepting in the wonderful seminarians that are on their journey. Or maybe an observation closer to home would be a parent telling their children, "I love you." Or accepting an invitation and participating in one of the ministries within our parish. It is indeed a choice. We can say yes or no at any times in our lives. It is our choice. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray.